Your body contains 37.2 trillion cells, and within each is a copy of a code consisting of more than 20,000 genes and billions of strands of DNA. This code is your genome, and it determines everything that makes you, you. What if you could modify that code? Bring back extinct species, eliminate hereditary diseases. That is precisely what molecular engineers and geneticists around the world are working on.
Genes are what we get, and we're stuck with them, and the environment is the only thing we can change, and there's kind of a limit to how much you can do. But now, if we can change our genes too, we're really in much closer to total control of our biology and physiology.
George Church is one of many using a revolutionary gene editing technique called CRISPR-Cas9, which allows you to modify DNA sequences.
CRISPR is a way that you can design and target a particular part of your genome and change it to something else. Or you can delete a gene. You can make all sorts of edits very precisely.
CRISPR is kind of like having the find, delete, replace function for DNA. No one actually invented the process. It happens naturally. Scientists discovered that bacteria alter their DNA to defend against viruses, essentially storing part of a virus so they can identify, target, and attack the virus if it comes back. Researchers realized the tools bacteria used to do this were Cas proteins, nature's genetic scissors. Geneticists are now using these proteins to make their own targeted changes to DNA.
This can be used in agriculture, where you can change any plant or animal. It can be used to eliminate invasive species. What's most exciting about CRISPR is our ability to alter long-standing epidemics like malaria and HIV.
And that could potentially save millions of lives. But CRISPR is not without controversy. Consider what you can do with a person's DNA. This past year, for the first time, scientists in China used CRISPR in an unsuccessful attempt to edit the genomes of human embryos.
People fear CRISPR could lead to designer babies. How do we prevent that from happening?
We shouldn't be playing, we should be engineering, and I think that's what we are doing.
Where do you think the moral and ethical boundary is?
Safety. I think safety is number one. Just like any new technology or new drug, we should try to make it as safe as possible.
At the intersection of fascinating and disgusting is this. It's a wall of gum. Once listed as one of the germiest attractions in the world, it's located in Seattle, Washington's Pike Place Market. Legend has it that folks going to the theater there in the 1990s decided it'd be better to stick their gum on this brick wall than under their seats. 20 years and an estimated 1 million pieces later, it's spread well beyond the original wall, so officials are spending about $4,000 to get it steam cleaned. They do expect the gummy tradition to continue, just on a clean slate. Plans for how to do the job are just brick gumming. It'll have to be done piece by piece, brick by brick, gritting your teeth and hoping you don't get stuck. And while we could sit and jaw about this all day, we've already gummed up the last part of our show and we don't have any more time to stick around. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student Choose.